Welcome to Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Robotics Roundtable features local robotics teams from around Southwest Michigan live in studio to talk about their teams and how competitions are going. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University. All systems go. Go pro at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Varian Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Lakeshore Public Schools, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, supporting and participating in robotics with our area schools, and New Buffalo Area Schools. I'm Jacob Holmes, along with Tim Denai. And tonight we welcome to the studio Team 4325, the Cassopolis Robo Rangers, and Team 5182, the Dowagiac Chieftainators. Tim, good evening.
Good evening, Jacob. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Well, thank you for welcoming us into the studio again. We have an action-packed day and actually a completely packed studio. I think this is standing room only for us,
would you say? Yeah, pretty much. We do not have enough extra chairs, or we can't fit the chairs in our studio.
I don't know if the safety captains would be happy. We have people standing on top of people's shoulders, so total risk here. But we're excited to have both of our teams in today. We want to do a quick little recap for some of the activities that happened this past weekend and set the table for some of what is coming up this coming weekend, actually. So a recap of three different events that took place. We had the West Michigan event that was held at Grand Valley State University. We had Team 2474 out of the Niles area that actually won the competition, and they also won an Industrial Design Award, which is an award specifically for their machine. So that was an excellent event for them, their first event. They still have another event coming up in 2 weeks. Team 3620 out of St. Joe, the Average Joes, they were an event finalist, so they lost, unfortunately, to Team Excel, but they had a great weekend making it to the finals, and then also they won the Engineering Inspiration Award. That award guarantees the team a trip to go to the state competition to be interviewed for the Engineering Inspiration Award. So that's a pretty big accomplishment. It's probably one of the more prestigious awards that a team can win. Also locally, the Team Lancebot, Team 4237, they traveled to Ann Arbor and they made it to the quarterfinals, and they walked away with the Entrepreneurship Award, which is based upon the team, their business plan and their outreach in the community, making their team sustainable. So that was a win for them, made the trip home from Ann Arbor a little bit more exciting. And then the last team that traveled would have been our Cassopolis Robo Rangers, participated at the event in Jackson, which is a first-time event in Jackson, and they came away with not as much success as they had at St. Joe, where they won the district event, but they made it to the quarterfinals. They were in the Alliance selection, and they also walked away with the Creativity Award, and we'll let the team tell us a little bit about what the Creativity Award is.
Excellent. So right before we still have some time before we take our next break, we have our mentors for the two teams with us.
Yeah, so we'll let the mentors introduce themselves and maybe how long they've been involved with FIRST. And first of all, who you are, how you've been involved with FIRST, and then I've got one other question I'll throw to each of you. So I'll let them introduce themselves.
All right, my name is Chris Bergen. I'm the owner of Bergen RC Helicopters, manufacturing UAVs in our little Vandalia, Michigan. Been mentoring the robotics team in Cassopolis for 8 years.
Very good. 8 years.
8 years.
Wow. You used to have
not. Doesn't seem like it.
Your hair wasn't gray when we first met, was it?
Right.
And mine existed, so. And then to your left.
Hi, I'm Mike McCabe, and I'm on the Chieftainators. I've been doing robotics since 2005, and I was involved with two teams in the East Coast, one in Middletown, Delaware, and another one in Wilmington, Delaware, one being a Mo Robotics 365, which is a chairman's award-winning team. So,
and that's a world chairman's award-winning team, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So a Hall of Fame team. And we'll bounce back to Chris, but I always like to have Mike share this information first. So your involvement with FIRST, you said, has been for a while, and it's within your family, also, correct?
Yes, my daughter is involved with FIRST Robotics. She is involved with a team in Colorado, actually, and she's a mentor on that team after being a student on a team that we started in 2005. in Delaware. And so now she's has graduated from college engineering, and now she's a mentor on a robotics team.
And where does she work again?
She works for NASA. She has she's a quality assurance director at Jesus Films as well. So she's a pretty busy girl with mentoring, and she's involved with Vex Robots as well. So.
Very good. Very good. Are we going to take a little commercial break here, and then we'll come back? We'll come back and talk to Chris.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break here. We'll get to meet the. We'll come back to this and meet the teams. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes along with Tim Denied. This week we are talking with Team 4325, the Cassopolis Robo Rangers, and Team 5182, the Dowajak Chieftainators. We've just been given a recap over the last weekend of competitions. We've met the mentors for the teams, and now it's time to meet the teams themselves. Tim?
So we're gonna meet the teams in just a moment, but I did want to come back to Chris Bergen, one of the mentors from the Cassopolis Robo Rangers. And you said you've been involved for 8 years. So my question is why do you keep coming back, and what is it that you see out of the students? What keeps you coming back?
Well, that's a rough question, and it sometimes gets a little emotional because I do get attached to these kids. I hate you. I keep coming back because of the benefits that I see in this program, FIRST Robotics, what it's offering these kids, something that they will never experience in normal, regular high school. Their hands-on, their training, their computer, their social skills. Business skills. It's just an all-around excellent program that's being offered here.
It's a program you probably wish you could have participated in as a high schooler.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
I said it so often.
Yeah, I think as the students get to the end of this, they start to realize why the mentors just tend to not go away. Or like myself, I've never mentored a team. I am involved somewhat in a mentor. Standpoint with some of the area students that I like to work with outside of their schools, but helping to to share what FIRST can do in the community. So I'm a mentor from that standpoint, but not specifically on a team. But I think the students, by the time they get to the end of their time within FIRST, they see why people want to stick around, and hopefully they want to continue on to be a part of this program.
So, absolutely.
To both the mentors, I think on behalf of the students, I want to thank you guys for the amount of time that you put in. We know it's a labor of love. And this program does not exist without the benefit or the work that both you and Mike put in. So we appreciate your helping the students and getting to live out your fantasy too of being in high school still.
Absolutely.
So. Cool. Thank you guys very much. As we slide another person in, we're going to start on the opposite side of the table here. And I want to have you guys go ahead and introduce yourself, which team that you're with, and how long you've been involved with FIRST.
Okay, my name is Carson. I'm with the Dowajak Chieftainators, and I've been involved with FIRST for the last 4 years, from freshman to senior year.
And this year, you are a senior, correct?
Yep, okay, I'm graduating this year.
Very good. We're going to miss having you because Carson's been on this show. You've been on the show as long as I have, actually. So
it's his freshman year.
Very
four
good.
Years.
Very good. And next to you?
Hi, I'm Mason Zakwick, and I'm with the Dowajak Chieftainators, and this is my first year in the FIRST Robotics, and this year I got to experience of being safety captain and making sure everyone safe and experiencing everything that FIRST Robotics is all about.
So you can validate that I was just kidding. Nobody is standing on top of shoulders. We are all very safe in the studio,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we're all very safe.
Okay, yeah. Very good, very good. And next to you?
Hello, my name is Tristan Westray, and I'm part of the Cassopolis Robo Rangers, and I've been a part of FIRST Robotics for 2 years, and this year I am a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. Very good, very good. How did you get involved? How did you become aware of the team?
I was aware of the team beforehand, before I was into high school, but then I saw a bunch of my friends going, and I was like, oh, this looks cool. And then I wasn't really interested in the building side, but then I went to the business side, and I thought, oh, look, fundraising. That looks fun, as in fundraising.
Put the fun in fundraising.
And then I realized making phone calls is not so fun.
Cold calling, huh? So are you still a part of the business group?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You just realize, though, that if you make a phone call to somebody, they're not always going to give you money, and they're not always going to be kind to you, probably.
Nope.
Okay. very good. Next to you?
I'm Michael Simons, and I've also, like Carson, I'm part of the 5182 Dowagiac Chieftainators, and I'm a senior. I've been a part of the group for 4 years. We don't necessarily have titles, but I like to think that I'm the head engineer. It makes myself feel good. And I would have been on the show 4 years in a row, but 1 year they went and didn't tell me about it.
Ah, they. So, Carson, were you the person who didn't tell him about it?
Might have been.
A little bit more airtime for Carson. Very good. Very good. And then to your right also.
My name is Aiden Dahlgren. I'm on the Robo Rangers, and I've been a part of the team for 4 years now.
What part of the team do you participate? Are you build, programming,
I'm on the build
fundraising?
And drive team, so I mostly just work with the robot and drive the robot.
Okay. Do you go out at all when there's fundraising that happens or talking to sponsors? Are you a part of that also?
I have, like, once or twice, but I tend to stay on the build side.
Tend to stay on the build side?
Yeah.
Very good. And then to your right.
Hello, my name's Justine Johansson. I'm part of the programming on Cassopolis Robo Rangers, and this is my first year being a part of the team.
So first year as a part of the team, and they've given you the keys to the car and said, here, come program. So have you had some prior experience with programming?
Last year I was part of an FTC team, and I dabbled in programming there, but this year is definitely where I got the bulk of my knowledge.
So tell us what the what is FTC? What does that stand for?
First Tech Challenge. That's what FTC stands for. It's a much smaller scale, not nearly as challenging as FRC. Yeah, it's pretty much getting you ready for FRC as you move along.
So it's a smaller scale. It's a 12-foot by 12-foot field.
Yeah.
Still robots.
Yes.
So the phrase, it's not as challenging. So a year ago or 2 years ago, did you think it was challenging then?
Definitely. Okay. Definitely.
And that's the beautiful thing about the program, about FIRST, because it comes all the way from FIRST LEGO League Junior to FIRST LEGO League, all the way up Tech Challenge and the FIRST Robotics Competition. So based upon the size and the capabilities of the students who are involved, we put a task in front of them that is a risk-reward task. And we stand back as mentors and watch in amazement as the students tackle those tasks based upon specifically the risk-reward piece. So do you see yourself... this is a first year as a programmer. Did you have a mentor that was helping you, a student mentor that was helping you as a programmer this year?
This year, yes. I was lucky enough to have a very experienced programmer, Jim, who has helped me out a lot. And I definitely wouldn't have been able to do as well this year without him.
So do you see yourself now being the mentor next year for somebody to start them on their path?
I would hope so, yeah.
I think the team hopes so also, too, correct? So it was nice to meet you. Let's go to the right of you. Grab the microphone.
Hi, I'm Lane Francis, and I'm on the Robo Rangers. This is my fourth year, and I'm a senior this year.
So what do you do on the Robo Rangers?
I'm on the build side and then also on the drive team. So I drive the robot.
So drive and then operator?
I drive the chassis, and he runs the elevator.
Okay, so let's this is going to be fun, guys. So, driver and operator, who's responsible when things go right?
Both of us. We're a good team, I'd say.
Good. You guys have practiced it. That's good.
All right.
So, do you have to develop some sense of communications, or do you just kind of have the feel for when driver does one thing, the operator is ready to go? How does that develop?
At St. Joe, we communicate a lot, but now it's kind of just all nonverbal. We know what we're going to do. We have to say, all we have to say is ball or hatch, and then we're both doing what we need to do.
So how does that work then when you try to then partner up? Because we talk about, and for those that are listening, we have the qualification rounds where you have a random selection of who your alliance partners are, what the other two teams are. So when you get out to the field as the driver and operator, how do you have to work with communicating with the other teams? How does that go?
That's mostly our team captain. So we're just focused on what our robot's doing. And then our drive coach, she's communicating with other teams and relaying the information to us and what we need to do.
And then who's the drive coach?
Our drive coach is Shayla Gould. She's also a senior on the team and the programmer.
So, and that's not too unique. Although I have seen some drive coaches that are mentors on the team, to see a student who's also kind of taking the lead. So how was that for you guys to adapt to, we're going to have a senior, a female, because you're taking orders now from the female. How did that work with you guys being able to come together as a cohesive unit?
I'm fine with it because I know she's smarter than me. So,
yeah.
That's a great skill to have throughout life.
we've had a female drive coach the last, 4 years? Mm-hmm. Jacqueline and Amelia, they've always been our drive coaches, so we're used to it.
Yeah, and I say that in all kidding. When you are at a first robotics competition, there is no, a female smarter than a male versus whatever. I'm just entirely impressed by the way that everybody seems to come together as a team and just realize who's the best person to take lead on whatever task it might be. Thanks a lot. We went a little bit more in depth there, but that I wanted to get some of that feedback on the driver operator because we don't do that very often. And then last but not least, Gabe.
Hi, my name is Gabe McKinney. I am a sophomore. I'm with the Chieftainators, and this is my first year being involved with FIRST Robotics.
So how did you become aware of the FIRST Robotics team?
Well...
And what grade are you, said?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, okay.
I was kind of talked into joining by Carson and Mikey.
As soon as you did the air quotes and talked into... I knew who to look across to. Mikey's the silent one. I can see Carson being the one going, so you are going to be at the meeting tonight, right? Is that kind of the way Carson kind of handled it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how much talking to you did they really need to do?
They're good friends of mine. And so I was automatically interested in joining a club with them, seeing as how it's their last year of high school.
So how many on the team for Dowagiac? With these two seniors graduating, how many do you have coming back for next year, do you think?
Not many. Most of the team is seniors.
So you're going to help to recruit some new blood, correct?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
All right. It's great to meet with the teams of both the Cassopolis Robo Rangers and the Dowagiac Chieftains. Just a real quick reminder before we go into our next break. We are also on Facebook Live. If you would like to see the teams, watch the show live as it's going on, just go to Facebook, search for News Talk 94.9 WSJM, and our video will be right there. Comment the video, give it a like, share it amongst your friends and family. Feel free to ask a question. We might be able to answer it for you. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Public Schools, Bradford Insurance Agency, and New Buffalo Area Schools. We will be right back. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes along with Tim Denai. This week we've got Team 4325, the Cassopolis Robo Rangers, and Team 5182, the Dowagiac Chieftainators. We've met the mentors, we've met the students, and now we'll hear about how their seasons are going, Tim.
Yeah, we've met the students. We've also talked through the trying times of being the operator and driver and how tough it is to work with each other. Off air, we found out that they don't always agree with their drive coach, but we're not going to say that on air. That's a discussion that the team can have later. But what we want to do is get a little bit of a recap, like you said, Jacob, of how the season has went for the teams. We're in two different spots as far as the teams are because every team in the state of Michigan will compete at two competitions.
and then hopefully continue on to state level. Dowagiac has competed at their two events, and they're sitting at a different stage right now, but we want to talk with them about what they had planned for the season and how things finished up, and then also how FIRST Robotics and their participation, how that's changed anything within school for them. So I'm gonna kick it off to my left here. I'm going to let Gabe speak, because I know as soon as we let Carson and Mikey speak, it's game over. So, Gabe?
Smart choice.
How'd the season go?
I think overall we did pretty good. Since it was my first year, I was happy with whatever the outcome was.
Carson, how about you as one of the grilled veterans? What were you expecting come into the season?
I was expecting to go to Worlds. I mean, same as every year, right?
I mean. And we talked a little bit about beforehand. You guys still have the hotel booked. You're just waiting for the invitation,
oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm sure it'll just get lost in the mail. We'll show up. We'll say, hey, didn't get our invitation, but I'm sure there was just a mix-up.
Excellent. So, but from a standpoint of how the robot performed,
Well, there were things that went right, a lot of things that went wrong, but that's usually how the season goes. There was nothing too out of the ordinary there. We had things that we had to tweak and adjust as we went. With our second competition, we actually had to change our cargo intake, our rubber ball intake, because the balls were actually smaller at the second competition. But they refuse to acknowledge that.
Don't even get me started on that.
Please don't want the FIRST cops in on us. So, so talk about that, because you guys were. I saw you guys at Gull Lake, the second event, and you were wearing the cargo on your head. And was that the St. Joe event, Mikey? That we destroyed a couple of those.
So Carson found out the hard way that. When you're taking in cargo, you shouldn't hold down the button, because it was like 100%, right?
100% power.
100% power holding on the. We basically melted through the balls.
So we have. So how did you melt it? There was. I mean, explain for anyone that's listening on the radio.
So
we grab the ball and then.
We have wheel intakes and they're constantly spinning, but they're very low. You know, they're just idling.
Okay.
30%.
They have 30% power, and then when we get up to a ball, we suck it in with 100% power. Two wheels to suck in the balls. And I guess since it was a FIRST competition and everything, Carson's a little, you know, FIRST competition, a little antsy. He was holding down the button, and it stayed at 100% power. And those things go pretty fast. Those things are pretty powerful. We got pretty powerful motors on there to suck them in. And it melted straight through the balls. And it was card us on that one, because it melted through and then the ball would just fall out. So we just think, oh, it's a little bit deflated and we can't get it in.
Uh-huh.
So we just kind of left it there. And over the process of the entire match, then it would get deflated. So they wouldn't like pin
okay.
it on us until it came about like we popped like three balls in one.
But Carson's grinning over here because you pretty much knew it was you after the first one, I would think, right?
I knew I was the one deflating them. I didn't know how, though.
So I
was kind of doing some more testing as we went. I popped three in one match. It wasn't that big of a deal.
So
I think.
Was testing, because yeah. you're also the programmer, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if the programmer could program in a way that say like if I'm holding down the button for more than 2-3 seconds, then I could probably drop that level down. As a programmer, wouldn't
That's
that
some
be
fancy
a
stuff?
It'd be a great feature.
Yeah, I could probably do that, but I mean,
in hindsight,
yeah, something I probably could have thought of, but you know, I mean. Excellent. I had it all figured out after the three pop balls.
Very good.
And good stuff came out of this. We didn't actually have a name for the robot leading up to competition.
Right.
And then we popped three balls. So we're just like, oh, it's the cargo destroyer
it's
now.
It's the cargo destroyer.
Yeah,
which is
plus,
good.
Free stylish hats.
Free stylish hats. The I mean, for those of us, I mean, if I'm looking at the mentors, the cargo balls, those look like the balls that we used to play dodgeball with when I was in gym class in elementary school. And those things, even now, still I wake up with nightmares seeing one of those things fly at you. So I want to ask Mason. So this was your first year on the team. So you said it was first year, correct?
Yeah, first year.
So what was your expectation going into the season?
Well, I didn't technically have an expectation because it was my first year and first time ever doing FIRST Robotics, so I was like, showed up, I'm like, hey, I'm here, what am I doing? And then they're like, basically, this is what we do. We have a certain amount of time to build our robot, and then once that time's over with, we have to go and show basically the rest of the competition what we got and what we can do.
What did you think of the St. Joe event or any event when you walked in for the first time?
I was truly shocked because I figured that most of the entire season was on the down low, and I was like, okay, we're just going to show up with a bunch of robots. But I got there, and everyone has like canopies. They have sponsors all across the pit area. Everyone's just hustling in and out, trying to get the robot inspected. It's really hectic.
Are you coming back next year, you think?
Yeah, I'm definitely coming back next
year. Very good. Very good. I want to talk a little bit about how FIRST Robotics in general has been incorporated into school. You guys told me a little bit off air here. What's going on? I mean, it sounds like there's a robotics class.
Yeah, there's a robotics class that goes along during like midday of school.
Okay.
Usually in the morning where we usually... our main mentor for robotics, Jennings Brosnan, he teaches us that class. He teaches us basic programming. He gives us basic VEX kit, and then we have to like build a claw bot, understand how the parts work, all the gear. And actually, we just finished up on DC motors, direct current motors.
So, okay.
Yeah, so we're learning a lot this year.
Are there students that are in that class that are not participating on the team?
Yeah, there's about like, I would say about 25 students or so that are in the class, but we only have about like two or three that are in the class that actually are in the club.
All right. So, Gabe, are you a part of that class also?
No, I'm not involved in the robotics class.
Okay. So my question would be is for the guys who are going to be here next year, do you see that class as the classroom full of potential team members right there?
Oh, yeah, full of potential. Many at the start of the year, Mr. Brosnan was just going up like, by the way, we got a robotics club basically trying to recruit people. And like, if you love doing robotics and robotics class, join the club.
Excellent. So, and then is that class just a one-time thing within your high school career that you can do, or can you do that multiple years?
Oh, we can do that multiple years. There's plenty of people that came back from last year.
Okay.
Came back and did it this year, so yeah.
Very good. So, you know, one last thing here for the seniors walking out the door. So do you take, you know, some kind of pride in the fact that that class is now a part of offered curriculum at the high school?
I kind of wish that, because I take college classes and I'm not able to take it, and I wish I actually had that opportunity to take that at all when I was a freshman. It would have taught me stuff that I wish I would have had at robotics competitions and stuff.
Excellent. Oh,
yeah. For Carson? Sure. I'm like super jealous because my schedule doesn't work out for me to be able to take that class. I wish I was able to join that class and kind of low-key recruit some more of the kids into the team.
Yeah, and it would give me one more hour to annoy Brosnan. So
that's the main priority. Yeah.
Lead mentor, which without him, he's going to miss you guys. As much as he might say he isn't, I think he's going to miss you guys.
He can't miss me if I don't leave.
We want you to succeed in the real life. You got to go on off to the next level. So we're going to slide over now and talk a little bit with the Cassopolis Robo Rangers. So same kind of question. It's, you know, what was the expectation going into the season? And, you know, were you happy with where you're sitting? And what's continuing on happening throughout the rest of the year here? And we'll probably go right through commercial. So we'll take a little bit of a break and then we'll come back. So we'll start with that.
Expectations. I didn't really know what to think. This was our slowest year building our robot. About 3 weeks in, we barely had a moving chassis. And then we had a lot of parts that were late and we couldn't get in. So then we had all the plans for our robot, but we didn't have the parts. And then we built it in about 2 weeks, and then programming just had a couple days to program. So then we maybe had a 45 minutes to an hour of drive practice for the year. So then we went to our first competition at St. Joe was our drive practice.
So we'll start this conversation a little bit, then we'll go into commercial. But the drive team wants the control of the robot, and the programming team needs to get programming done. Justine, how did you deal with that?
Yeah, I was very concerned throughout the build season how long it was taking, because I was aware that it probably should have gone a little bit quicker.
Wow. Nobody saw the look on the radio, but go ahead.
But, yeah, me and the other programmers definitely had to stay really late to make sure everything was perfect and that we would have been ready for our first competition. So it was definitely stressful. But without having the autonomous this year, it was not as difficult as it would have been if we did have to do autonomous, definitely.
Okay. We'll go ahead and take a little bit of a break, and then we'll come back and we'll continue conversation with the Robo Rangers.
All right. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes along with Tim Denai, and this week we've got Team 4325, the Cassopolis Robo Rangers, and Team 5182, the Dowagiac Chieftainators. We've just heard from both teams, Dowagiac and Cassopolis, about how their seasons have been going. We're going to continue that conversation as well as do our usual end of the show shout outs, Tim.
So we're just going to follow up a little bit here with the Robo Rangers. We talked with the Chieftainators, and after two competitions, they're sitting at a point where they know that they do not have enough points to qualify for state competition. But Cassopolis Robo Rangers had two pretty successful events, come back with some hardware. Can you tell us a little bit about where you're sitting and the plans for the rest of this season?
Yeah, so we're currently sitting at the 18th place in the state. So, we're going to go to states in a few weeks.
So there will be 160 teams competing. So we have three more weeks of competition. Is that right? No. Yeah, three more weeks of competition. Five and six. Seven is the state championship. Yeah. So we have two more weeks of competition. So you'll drift down maybe because there's other teams that have more points below you. But there's a good chance that you guys will end up as one of the top 160 teams. And then hopefully, we won't even put a jinx, but there's this event happening, the World Championship happening at Cobo Hall in Detroit, which would be an awesome thing. So has anyone talked with you at all, I'm pointing across the table, about the state championship and the size of the state championship?
I personally have never really seen the whole size of it, so I have no idea what I'm going to be going into.
So we talked about you've been to two events where there's been 40 teams at those events. So if we're in one venue and we basically have four competitions happening in one venue because there's 160 teams. So that sounds like an exciting thing to be a part of, wouldn't you say?
That sounds terrifying.
terrifying, but still, it's a rush being in the venue when there's that many teams and that much screaming going on. My ears were usually shot after that event. I've had the fortune of being one of the lead judges for that event the last 2 years, which has been an awesome time. Getting to see, getting to see the mentors interacting with the students, it's always been an impressive event. We want to switch gears a little bit. We did have a question come in from Jess Ayers. Jess Ayers, can Robo Rangers, somebody tell me who that is?
She's our head mentor on the team. So,
She had a great question, and that is for the seniors that are walking out the door. What has been your favorite game during your three, four years, whatever it's been, within FIRST Robotics? So we'll just go around to those that are the seniors. Identify who you are and which game was your most fun and why.
I'm Michael Simons, 5182, and I would have to say it's a really hard choice between Power Up or Stronghold, but I would definitely have to pick Stronghold since it had the most action, I guess. I mean, we didn't have we didn't have a thing called Power Through Ethan at the time, which basically meant that it was a lot easier for our robot to disconnect. So there was this little ramp thing that we had to push down. It was kind of like a teeter-totter.
Uh-huh.
And once we pushed it down, my brother, who was driving the robot, would basically just gun it and jump the ramp that he just made.
Do you know him, Carson? Because it sounds like you, the whole gun it thing. So
yeah, he was the driver before I was.
Yeah.
And he would gun it, and then once it would hit the ground, it'd be a split second of, did we disconnect or are we fine?
Or so did we break a motor?
So that was true risk reward. How about on the Robo Ranger side? That game was Stronghold, was your freshman year, right?
Yeah, that was my freshman
year. Okay, so 2016, medieval themed.
So I'm Aiden. My favorite game was either, it's got to be Steamworks. I was the pilot for that game. I was in the airship that game. And,
so that was the only year that I've been involved where there's been a human player that was out, you know, well guarded, but out in the field of play.
Yeah, and that was really fun to do. And that was also our team's first year, like, going to Worlds. So that season like, is like extra special in our hearts.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
And our robot, Scotty, is always in our hearts, too.
Robot Scotty. Does everyone have is every robot named every year? That's just a general question.
Yes.
We had a funeral for Scotty, too.
Funeral for Scotty. Yep. They played taps for it. That's awesome.
Yeah, we had some speeches written. It was a sad day.
It was a sad day, but you got through it. Way to carry on. I'm going to start with Carson, and we're going to go. Let you guys give a shout out. We got like 4 minutes to get everybody in, so give a shout out to somebody you want to thank.
Well, I'll give out a shout out to one of our sponsors, the Dowagiac Moose Lodge. They graciously decided to sponsor us this year, and they're pretty cool, I guess.
if they give you money, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Mason?
I like to shout out to the robotics just class with Jennings Brosnan just being there, helping everyone along the way. And basically pushing everyone to do their best.
Very good. Tristan?
I'd like to give a shout-out to one of our mentors, Jim Ward. He's the mentor for our fundraising team, and he has helped us a lot with just, in general, helping us with our list of people we have to call and pretty much everything that has to do with
helping
fundraising.
Helping to put the fun in fundraising.
Yes.
Very good.
100% fun. Very good.
Mikey?
Oh, yeah, it is. I would like to give a shout-out to the other sponsors, like Lions & Industries, Kaiser Aluminum, Simon's Machine. And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to all the team members who aren't on the radio right now. Just because you guys aren't on the radio doesn't mean you guys aren't important.
Nice.
Aiden? Staying on that topic, I'd like to shout out somebody who's not here. Our German friend Nick, he's at home listening, and he asked for us to say something for him.
So you said something for him.
Yep.
Very good. Justine?
I'd like to thank Shayla and Skylar, my fellow programmers, for helping me through the year.
They were the ones, they were your mentors.
They helped me throughout the year, definitely.
Very good.
I would like to thank two of our bigger sponsors, Lions Industries and K&M Manufacturing, and I'd like to shout out any of our future sponsors because
awesome.
We need to get some more money to go to state and what we plan to go to
Worlds.
That's
how you put the fund in fundraising. Right. That was sweet. And Gabe, we'll finish off the shout outs with you.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my grandparents, Mo and Carolyn Greenwood. Thank you for donating to the robotics team and giving me rides to and from club meetings.
Excellent. See, that was well played on his part because he just got his Christmas gift and birthday gift taken care of. I want to give a shout out to Lewis and to Jacob for being in the studio and putting up with us. Thank you guys continuously for being here every week. Want to thank Dowagiac Chieftainators and Cassopolis Robo Rangers for being here. Best of luck continuing on towards state, and hopefully I will see you when I'm judging at World's Competition in Detroit. And then we will see you guys next week on the radio with the next edition of Robotics Roundtable, and I'll do a recap with Ray next Monday morning.
All right, we still got a minute left, so yeah.
Do you need a new hat for Worlds?
I was just gonna say do the mentors want to say one last thing before we sign off?
So my hat for Worlds is taken care of. I will be advertising for Kendall Electric. Thank you, Mike. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Dean Kamen and Woody Flowers for such an awesome program, for getting kids involved, bringing them out of their shells and interacting with other kids and getting involved in STEM. It's an awesome program, and consider it for your kids.
Yeah, I would say that's excellent. That's a good spot to end. Jacob?
All right, that'll do it for this week of Robotics Roundtable. Thank you again to the Cassopolis Robo Rangers and the Dowagiac Chieftains for coming in with us. Again, thank you for listening to a Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University. All systems go. Go pro at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Lakeshore Public Schools, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, supporting and participating in robotics with our area schools and New Buffalo area schools. Join us next Tuesday night at 6 for Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.